Emily Giacomin, a teacher at Dar al-Kalima School. Based on Luke 2:25-33. Now there was a man in Jerusalem called Simeon, who was righteous and devout. He was waiting for the consolation of Israel, and the Holy Spirit was on him. The name Simeon means the listener or the obedient, and it refers to the obedient believers who waited for the fulfillment of the prophecies. And Simeon the elder, according to church tradition, was one of the 72 elders who translated the Bible into Greek. The Holy Bible tells us that Simeon the elder was righteous and pious, awaiting the consolation of Israel, meaning that he knew from the prophecies of the Old Testament prophets that the Savior Jesus Christ would come. The King will come. The Savior will come to save his people. And Simeon was waiting for God to fulfill this promise, that his holy love would be revealed through Jesus. Simeon lived with all confidence and hope to see the Lord's Messiah. Simeon was a man of prayer, so the Holy Spirit would lead him to go to the temple. At the same time, Jesus was 40 days old, accompanied by his mother, the Virgin Mary, and Joseph, to present him to the Lord for the temple, according to the Jews' custom to dedicate him to the Lord. The Holy Spirit leads Simeon and points to the baby Jesus. And there are hundreds of people in the temple, but the Spirit leads Simeon to the baby Jesus. Simeon takes the baby Jesus in his arms, embraces him, hugs him, kisses him, returns him to his mother, raises his eyes to heaven with great joy and blesses God and says, "Now, O Lord, release your servant in peace, because my eyes have seen your salvation." As if he is saying that he is now satisfied with life because he has seen the Savior. It is glory to the people of the prophets, for without the salvation of Christ, there is no glory for them. Simeon continues and says, "Light is a revelation to all nations." It means that Christ will be revealed to all nations, and salvation will be a light that the whole world will see. Salvation is offered to all the world and to all peoples, and it is a light to all people who dwell in darkness. My prayer on this day is that we welcome your blessed and glorious Son with peace and joy, and that we prepare our hearts, homes, and lives to receive you, and to purify our hearts from all hatred, and to love everyone as you taught us and commanded us. O Jesus, help us to receive your coming full of mercies and your birth-bearing blessings.